immediate primary danger is the flashpoint of the gas mix, which the Buddhists will not let go of and get exploded. What can we do about it?
We might have to try to get those sentences reduced.
Hello?
George, reading 90.
Mr. President, the Labor Department just called me to tell me that Madam Perkins died. And I wrote out a fast comment. I am deeply grieved to learn of the passing of this great woman. She was a pioneer in the field of human welfare and equal rights. Her selfless dedication to the service of others will always be an inspiration to people of compassion and goodwill.
Good. That's good. You're not going to come tomorrow, are you?
No, sir.
Let's put Buzz in there in his office, but let's refer any queries we got to Layton to him and let him take as a part of his responsibility some of the things that Layton's supposed to do, and let's see how that works out. So when you're not here, he can substitute for you and can kind of be an associate, kind of like Andy Hatcher was.
Okay, sir.
And if you've got anything coming up, talk to him about it. And I'll talk to him a little later this evening, because we may have some hot things tomorrow.
I want to come back, sir.
No, no, I don't want to. I want to try to do this thing where I can share it. That's, but I never have found the person, and I think that this is the best one that we can have. And I want to be away myself as much as I can out of the limelight. And I want you to be out. Don't be taking any calls from the press if you can avoid it, because they're already speculating that there's something going on in Vietnam and Dominican Republic and everything, and I want tomorrow to be just as dead and as quiet as human can be.
Right.
And anybody around, I don't want them to know nothing. And I just tell them, unless I call you, just say it's you traveling or something.
Well,
or fishing. Tell them fishing. If you are, let them know where I could get you in an emergency only.
Right.
Okay.